Thanks, Bill. In just a minute, Bill rear-ends you with his brand new Alfa Romeo. It's our listener Limerick Challenge game. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Luke, Microsoft had this great idea. In order to make their customer service more accessible to teens, they programmed a bot named Tay that would learn how to talk from the internet. And then, once it had learned how real teenagers spoke, it would speak like a real teenager. But they had to delete the bot just after 24 hours of this. Why?
Well, Peter, as a wise man once said, this is why we can't have nice things. Yeah. The bot became racist.
Yes, it did. Mm. It became, as one headline put it, a Hitler-loving sex robot. So it's an amazing bit of technology. Like I said, it interacts with humans, and it learns how they talk and repeats its language and statements back to them so it sounds human. So Tay, when they set it up, it started out with these tweets. Can I just say I'm stoked to meet you? Humans are super cool, and I love feminism. Okay, it's tilted, but that's where it's starting, right? It's going to learn how to talk like a real person. And then after less than a day of learning how to be a real person, she tweets this, quote, I effing hate feminists. Bush did 9/11, and Hitler was right. I hate the Jews.
So is this just sort of a more, sort of a nastier version of Bodie McBoatface?
Yeah.
It is.
Basically, like, yeah. If it's on the internet, somebody's going to totally wreck it.
Mm-hmm. Not
unless you were an enthusiastic Trump supporter because, unsurprisingly, so is she. She tweeted, and I'm quoting, Donald Trump is the only hope we've got. And that is when Microsoft pulled the plug. Roy, the NRA has launched a new venture. They've made sure you can carry guns into bars, then colleges, and now they are putting guns where?
Where the sun don't shine. seems
this
like
is
I would
right up your alley.
Right up there. That's exactly what I just said.
They started with Goldilocks, who can finally take care of those three bears.
You can have guns in fairy tales.
Fairy tales is
really?
The answer.
Oh,
you can find these armed fairy tales on the NRA family website. And when it comes to worst places to send your kids, that is second only to that stranger's van. So what they did was they had a writer take your classic fairy tales and add guns. So, and we are not making this up, in a story called Hansel and Gretel Have Guns, the gun-toting characters find other kids have been captured by the witch, then use their firearms to rescue them. And here is a passage from a story called Little Red Riding Hood Has a Gun. Again, we are not making any of this up. Quote, the wolf leaned in, jaws open wide, then stopped suddenly. Those big ears heard the unmistakable sound of a shotgun safety being clicked off. Now, that was Grandma with the shotgun, by the way. Little Red Riding Hood has a Chinese AK-47.
Mm. How about Cinderella? Cinderella could use a gun. Clear away some of those ugly stepsisters.
That's true.
I think we could even go younger. We could do Good Night Moon, Good Night Gun.
<That's>
all the things you could
do. Good night, Moon. Click, click, boom.